live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy is urging the Agriculture Minister to take immediate action to tackle the serious fodder crisis affecting farmers across the country. A Donegal-based Chinese takeaway owner who challenged the legality of his detention has been released from Castlereagh Prison in County Roscommon. Gardaí have confirmed that a man has died following an incident in Raphoe on Monday night. And five men have been arrested and a number of items seized by police investigating an illegal parade on violent disorder in Derry on Easter Monday. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15 with Oisin Kelly. But first in news, there are further calls on the Housing Minister to initiate a redress scheme for mica-affected homes in Donegal once the expert panel report is published in the coming months. It's after news that over 1,000 homes with pyrite have been repaired, all located in the east of the country. In a statement, the Department of Housing says 430 homes will be fixed this year out of a budget of €30 million. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin is hopeful that this will pave the way for similar action on mica affected households in the northwest.
It's only fair that the families in Dublin and North Leinster who campaigned, you know, to get support, to get redress because of state failures. But we also need to see the same for the families in Donegal. And when the minister met with some of the affected families and public representatives last December, he clearly indicated the timescale that we would know where we stand in summer of this year, that we would have the recommendations of the expert panel implemented. That's the recommendations around, you know, the criteria for the engineers test and the setup of the panel. We're a bit behind schedule at this stage, and myself and the Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Owen O'Brien will be meeting with the minister in the next week to 10 days to get answers.
As you said, this has been prolonged for quite some time, the expert panel report. How confident are you that we will have word now in the summer?
Well, the minister clearly said to the affected families that there will be a redress scheme, and that is critically important. I mean, we need to have fairness and equality for the families in Dublin and North Leinster who are affected by pyrite, and the families in Donegal and Mayo who are affected by mica. And have their lives devastated by the effect on their homes.
The Education Minister says the budget isn't there at the moment to allow for immediate pay restoration for all teachers. Talks on pay are due to begin this month, with teachers saying they want a concrete timeline on restoration outlined by May. If it's not the case, they could decide to undertake joint strike action in September. Richard Bruton says they'll listen to teachers at the talks, but the budget is tight.
What the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform has pointed out consistently is that, you know, in the present budgetary agreement, the $870 million that is set aside for pay restoration, this specific area has not been provided for. So the $200 million estimate that he has put on the cost of the new entrant issue hasn't been built into present budgets.
A Donegal deputy is urging the Agriculture Minister to take immediate action to tackle the serious fodder crisis affecting farmers across the country. Department of Agriculture officials have been meeting with the main farmers' co-ops today to discuss the ongoing crisis. Yesterday, Minister Creed announced a national review of fodder supplies. It follows months of wet weather that have left animals in many areas low on feed, with Donegal deemed one of the worst affected areas. Minister Creed says the department may consider importing fodder if required, but Fianna Fáil Agriculture spokesperson Charlie McConlogue says this move should have happened long ago.
And the minister, in coming out of this meeting today, is assistance for co-ops to actually import fodder from outside the country, and that needs to be in the form of a transport subsidy to ensure that the cost of transporting fodder from outside the country to alleviate the shortage we have in Ireland, that subsidy is there to ensure that fodder can start to come in very soon. And the other thing that we need as well is we need fodder vouchers for farmers who are under a particular financial strain and for whom who are not financially in a position to deal with the fact that this has been one of the longest winters now in recent memory. in many cases, cattle housed since late August. And that means that many farmers simply don't have the money to be able to buy the additional fodder where they have actually run out. And the department needs to get into consideration and provide more to them in order to enable them to get through the next number of weeks.
Now, Minister Creed has said that he may consider doing that, importing the fodder. This is quite a positive revelation.
Well, it's long past the time where Minister Creed needs to be maybe considering or might considering things. He should have more than considered before now and actually addressed the problem. But it's now time for actually real intervention from them and real support. So we need those two interventions. First of all, the transport cost of bringing fodder into the country covered by the department before we get to the stage where there's no fodder left. And secondly as well, financial support to those farmers who simply are under the type of financial strain where they can't actually afford to buy in the extra fodder.
It's emerged that Scoilwaragh in Creaslaw is suffering from severe staffing shortages. The Jeish school has already requested funding from government for an additional teacher, but it wasn't granted. This is despite the pupil-teacher ratio rising above departmental levels. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says there are fears that overcrowding in the school will only increase as pupil numbers rise, adding to the difficulties around the lack of facilities in the school. He says teachers at the school have been left in a very difficult situation.
They do have the numbers of students in the school that would justify the teacher, but the department is saying that no, and they're sticking to their guns on it, and it's a very difficult situation that they're in because they are high levels of children in each of the classrooms, and over 30 children, but the department is not accepting this as being and justifying an extra teacher, and that's really difficult for the school to take and difficult for me to take as well.
So what are the departments saying in terms of the teacher ratio? What does it need to be to be accepted for this funding?
Well, the department is saying that it has to be, the pupil-teacher ratio has to be over to 213 pupils in the school to justify this extra teacher on the a month after the school starts in September. Now, the school already has these numbers, I believe, and there's some dispute. The department saying that the school has a couple below it, but from the information that I have, the school has those numbers already, but the department still wouldn't approve the extra teacher. And, you know, this is really a way that the department has of trying to control the numbers of teachers, and rather than responding to schools that are crying out for the additional service, the department constantly tries to control the teacher numbers, and this is how they do it.
A Donegal-based Chinese takeaway owner who challenged the legality of his detention has been released from Castlereagh Prison in County Roscommon. The challenge was brought by 36-year-old Chinese national Yonte Yu, who had been detained at the prison since March the 25th last, on foot of a deportation order issued in 2009. The High Court heard that since 2015, Mr. Yu has run a takeaway food business located beside Letterkenny Garda Station. Yesterday, the High Court granted Mr. Yu's lawyers an inquiry into the lawfulness of his detention. According to the Irish Times this evening, when the matter returned before Mr. Justice Robert Houghton today, Barrister Gavin Keogh, appearing with Solicitor Donal Quigley for Mr. Yu, said the arguments advanced on his client's behalf had been conceded by the state and the case could be struck out. It was confirmed to the court today that Mr. Yu had been released from prison last night. Five men have been arrested and a number of items seized by police investigating an illegal parade and violent disorder in the Creggan area of Derry on Easter Monday. The males aged 29, 31, 42, 45 and 50 were detained following a search at premises in Chamberlain Street in the city earlier today. Trish Lafferty reports.
Approximately seven petrol bombs were thrown at police as well as items of masonry during an illegal dissident march in the Creggan area of the city on Easter Monday. There were no reports of any injuries, but some damage was caused to police vehicles. Speaking today following the arrests of the five men, Chief Inspector Paul McCracken said immediately after the parade and the attack on local police officers on Monday, we said that robust action would be taken against those who orchestrated the violence and those who participated. He added that these searches and arrests are the first phase of that action and more will follow in the coming days. He said those who seek to attack police and bring violence onto the streets can expect to be held accountable for their actions.
A more robust system is needed in the HSE nursing homes to protect residents' savings. That's the call from Age Action Ireland following a report that staff weren't recording withdrawals correctly, leaving vulnerable residents open to fraud. The HSE is in charge of around €120 million worth of bank accounts, pension books, house documents and jewellery. Justin Moran from Age Action says they need to be assured their assets are safe.
Now, it's good news to report found no evidence of fraud. We know the overwhelming majority of staff are dedicated to protecting their clients, but the system is clearly not as strong or as robust as it needs to be to protect people in long-term care.
Gardaí have confirmed that a man has died following an incident in Raphoe on Monday night. Emergency services were called to the scene of a fire at a house in the town in the early hours of yesterday morning. The man, who was in his late 60s, was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital but passed away this morning. A postmortem to determine the cause of his death is due to be carried out today. Serious concern remains as to when the Lochfoyle ferry service from Greencastle to McGilligan will begin to operate this year. It had been anticipated that the ferry would run as planned over the Easter period. However, it was confirmed last week that the vessel suffered damage en route. The service is expected to be used by thousands attending the Irish Open in Ballyliffin later this year. While it's hoped the ferry will run over the May bank holiday, local councillor Martin Farron is calling for more communication and clarity from the operator.
It's due to run now on the May bank holiday weekend from the Friday to the Tuesday, which is for 5 days. And you're quite right, it was about to come to that. They've obviously, they never have someone in the office to answer the phone. You know, and that's very, in my opinion, that's very ignorant. You should have someone there to answer the calls and at least put people's mind at rest. A couple of the people, they come in to meet us in the council chamber in Carndonagh in December of last year. And we were told quite clearly by the company at the time that they gave us an assurance that the delays that happened in 2017 would not be repeated in 2018. Mm. And at the first hurdle, it's, you know, they've failed us again. And I'm sorry for being maybe given out here, but it's very, very frustrating. Donegal County Council have been working very closely with the ferry company, and I would imagine that that's something that now will be discussed after Easter and to see where we go from there. I know last year, whether it works or not, I don't know, they had missed quite a considerable number of days last year, and they decided to run the ferry until the end of September. Mm. Now, whether or not they decide to add more days to the May, after the May bank holiday, that's something now I'm sure that Donegal County Council will be discussing with the ferry company.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Letterkenny Rovers will play in Dublin in the qualifying round of the FAI Senior Cup, while Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic have been given a bye into the first round proper. Rovers were drawn away to Leinster Senior League outfit CIE Ranch in this afternoon's draw at Abbottstown. That is one of 8 ties, while 4 sides were given a free run to the next stage. Coghill Celtic, Home Farm, Blarney United and Newmarket Celtic will go into the first round hat with the 8 qualifying winners. That qualifying round will take place on Sunday, the 22nd of April. Van Harps, Derry City and the rest of the League of Ireland clubs will also join the competition at the first round stage. Ray Wilkins has died at the age of 61. The former Manchester United, AC Milan and Chelsea midfielder was critically ill after suffering a cardiac arrest and a fall at his home last Wednesday. Wilkins won 84 England caps, playing at the World Cup in 82 and 1986. He cut his management teeth while at QPR and was a coach at Chelsea under the likes of Gianluca Vialli, Gutis Hiddink and Luis Felipe Scolari. Terry Butcher played with Ray Wilkins with both England and Rangers.
It's just a pleasure being in his company. The way he talked to you, they never talked down to you, never, you know, criticised you. You know, he was always willing to hear as you say, always looking to understand and see what you got to say. Very receptive. He let you speak. Wow, he's just such a wonderful person, a wonderful human being.
Jurgen Klopp has urged his Liverpool side to be brave and attack Manchester City tonight. The sides meet at Anfield in the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final. Virgil van Dijk and Jiran Lovren are Liverpool's only fit first-team centre-halves, meaning Dublin teenager Connor Masterson could earn a place on the bench. City were 5-0 winners when the sides met in the Premier League in September, but the Merseysiders came out in top 4-3 at Anfield in January. Manager Klopp says it is a chance for his team to add to the Liverpool legacy.
This club is already so full of history, and we have to write our own history. The boys are ready. They are really looking forward to it. You could see it immediately after the last game. You could see it after the draw. But at the end, it stays difficult. That's all. We need to be proud of our history, but we need to create our own.
Elsewhere tonight, Barcelona will look to summon their last Champions League win in 2015 en route to victory. In Berlin that year, Barca beat Roma 6-1 at the Camp Nou, and it's the sides renew acquaintances for the first time since that meeting 3 years ago. Both games kick off tonight at 7:45. The 21st Commonwealth Games are officially underway after a spectacular opening ceremony on the Gold Coast of Australia. More than 4,500 athletes from 71 nations and territories will be competing for 275 gold medals over the 11 days of competition in Brisbane. Three Northwest athletes will be competing. Rafo's Rachel Dara plays in the badminton. Finn Valley's Summer Leckie goes in the high jump, and Finn Valley's Dempsey McGuigan will throw in the hammer event. On to golf now. Rory McIlroy says Tiger Woods has a great chance of winning this year's Masters. The first major of 2018 tees off at Augusta National tomorrow, Thursday. Woods will be looking to continue his remarkable comeback from back surgery by claiming his fifth Masters title. McIlroy will complete the career Grand Slam if he claims the green jacket on Sunday, but he says a fit Tiger will be hard to beat this weekend.
You know, it's a big golf course, and it might be even longer during the week with the rain that's forecasted. And, you know, for him to be able to get around this place without any fears of it being too long or not having enough speed or power. Anytime Tiger Woods is healthy and in this sort of form, he's dangerous at any golf tournament. But given his history here, I think even more so.
To rugby now, the Pro 14 have announced that Ulster's rescheduled game against Glasgow will be played on Saturday, the 21st of April. It will kick off at 6:05 after Leinster's clash against the Scarlets. That game was due to take place in Belfast on the 2nd of March, but was called off due to heavy snow. Arnott head coach Joe Smith has been named the Sports Manager of the Month for February. Three wins during the month helped Ireland complete just a third ever Grand Slam title. On the tennis front, Novak Djokovic is once again without a coach. The 12-time Grand Slam winner has confirmed he's parted ways with Andre Agassi and Radek Stefanik. Djokovic lost in the opening rounds of both the Indian Wells and the Miami Open competitions. And finally, looking ahead to tonight, Highlands GAA programme is always aired on a Wednesday evening. Newly elected Donegal Referees Administrator Michelle Bennett Adair, the first woman to hold the position, will be Tom Comack's special guest on the programme this evening. Usual throw-in time to that is at 8:30. Oliver Nick Spulleton tomorrow morning after the 8 News. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. Donegal County Council is being urged to elect a member of the Islands Committee onto the Conference of Peripheral Maritime Regions with a view of giving the Donegal Islands a stronger voice. While open to the idea, the local authority says a number of factors need to be considered, and it's to seek clarity from the CPMR in relation to the nomination process. Councillor John Hamish O'Farrey has been highlighting the benefits this move could have for island communities in the county.
In my view, it would give a stronger voice to island communities on our coast, and also to see how the European Parliament works in relation to policies and procedures, and also which is affecting their daily life, such as tourism, fishing rights, and a number of other issues that the islanders have. They wouldn't be alone, because we're the only council that's affiliated to the CPMR, and I attend a lot of meetings, and there are six different groups within the CPMR, and islands is one of them. And I feel that this motion today, and I'm glad the council are backing the motion, it'll be up to the island community to elect a representative onto this committee, which I feel will give them a stronger voice and is a step forward for the island community here today.
Especially in a time like this, it has been sort of claimed maybe that some of the islands here in the county have been
forgotten to some extent?
Well, really, if you look down through the years, they have the lack of investment. We see the White Atlantic Way in the last number of years, which brings a lot of tourists into the area. Unfortunately, the island communities, some of them are not prepared for it because there's no island ferries, which this group deals with, island ferries and tourism stuff, which be a huge advantage. And I think, you know, now is the time to invest in the local islands and in relation to the tourism.
And finally for weather, cloud will break up this evening, leaving bright or sunny spells and isolated showers across the county. It will be cold overnight with long spells and lowest temperatures between 0 and minus 3 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a Donegal-based Chinese takeaway owner who challenged the legality of his detention has been released from Castlereagh Prison in County Roscommon. The challenge was brought by 36-year-old Chinese national Yonte Yu, who had been detained at the prison since March the 25th last on foot of a deportation order issued in 2009. There are further calls on the Housing Minister to initiate a redress scheme for mica-affected homes in Donegal once the expert panel report is published in the coming months. It's after news that over 1,000 homes with pyrite have been repaired, all located in the east of the country. Five men have been arrested and a number of items seized by police investigating an illegal parade and violent disorder in the Craigan area of Derry on Easter Monday. The males aged 29, 31, 42, 45 and 50 were detained following a search at premises in Chamberlain Street in the city earlier today. And it's emerged that Scolwara in Creeslaw is suffering from severe staffing shortages. The Jewish school has already requested funding from government for an additional teacher, but it wasn't granted. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, April the 4th. The death has occurred of Bridget Edwards née Kelly, Tamna Crum, Castlefin. Bridget's remains will repose at the home of her son and daughter-in-law, John and Dimpna Edwards, Tamna Crum, Castlefin, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Castlefin. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Castlefin. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Paddy Burns, Drumore, Mount Charles, County Donegal. His remains will be reposing at Gallagher's Funeral Home, Station Road, Mount Charles, this evening from 6 o'clock, with removal at 7:30, going to the residence of his sister Kathleen Alcock at Drumore, Mount Charles. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Killymard, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Sligo University Hospital, Kerv Gallagher funeral directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Wilson McGurr, Sheshkin, Rafo. Funeral from his nephew Clive's residence, Sheshkin, on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock for service in Rafo Presbyterian Church at 2:30 and afterwards to Ballylennon Presbyterian Church for burial in the family plot. Remains reposing at Clive's residence. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Rafo Presbyterian Church, Kerv Gibson funeral directors. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Bridie Logue, née O'Kane, 138 Irish Green Street, Limavady, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to St Mary's Church, Limavady at 5:20 to repose overnight. Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock on Friday morning, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Ward 40, Auchengalvin Hospital, care of Michael Henney, funeral director. The death has taken place of Jennifer Sweeney, Carol Trasna, Greencastle. Funeral from her residence on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Liam Collins, funeral director. The death has occurred of Margaret McGlynn, née Quinn, 44, Ard McCool, Stranorler. Her remains are reposing at her home today until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Fiona leaving her home on Friday morning at 22:11 for a requiem mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, with interment afterwards in Kilty Vogue Cemetery, Glenfinn. No flowers, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has occurred of Patsy McGeady, Glasher Hughie Door. Remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon for 1 o'clock requiem mass in St Colum Kilchurch, Knockfola, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Family time from after the rosary until 10 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations are due to Cancer Care West, care of any family member or Gallagher funeral directors. The death has taken place of Bridget McGlynn, née Sweeney, Biddy, Cathcart, Glasgow, and formerly of Arahira, Thanet. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Leaving from there tomorrow, going to Holy Cross Church, Cross Hill, to arrive for 6:30 to repose overnight. Requiem mass on Friday morning at 9:30, with burial afterwards in Lynn Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Michael Gavigan, formerly Gary Gort, Milford. Remains will arrive at St Peter's Church, Milford, this evening at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock and burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery.